圣诞节的景象一直给人一种很充实的样子，对不对？
When we think about Christmas, we'll have a festival picture in our home.
很多人都会去旅行，亲朋好友会有很多的相聚。
People will travel for vacations, family and friends will get together.
学生们也迎来了假期，然后街道上的装饰、商场里的打折都告诉我们这是圣诞节。
Students have their winter break, streets were decorated, and merchandises are on sale, and all these things are telling us that Christmas is here now.
虽然这一些都是圣诞节的现状，但是它却不是圣诞节真正的意义。
Although this is what happens in Christmas, but this is not the true meaning of Christmas.
圣诞节的意义是因为它为等候它的人带来了希望。
The meaning of Christmas is that it brought hope to the people who are waiting.
请记得，圣诞节的意义是因为他为等候他的人带来了希望。
Please note that the meaning of Christmas is that it brought hope to the people who are waiting.
他不仅是给耶稣时代的那些等候了几十、几百年的人带来了希望。
It not only brought hope for the Jewish people in Jesus' time who waited for several decades or several hundreds of years.
那黑暗中的希望之光同样今天也照在我们众人中间。
The light in the darkness is also shining upon the life of each one of us here today.
我们很熟悉什么是希望。
We're very familiar with hope.
因为我们总是在等待。
Because we're always waiting for something.
我们的生活中有太多的等待，我们等待相聚，等待收成，等待长大，等待结果。
We have so many things that we wait for. We wait for getting together. We wait for harvest. We wait for growing up.We wait for the results.
就用一个最常见的等待吧，网络购物。
Let's use online shopping as an example.
如果说可能我们会先收到一个消息，可能是爸爸妈妈要告诉孩子，我给你买了圣诞礼物。
Maybe first, we have a news. Maybe our parents told the kids that they ordered something for them.
我已经在网上下单了，这是单号，你要收好，很快就到。
This is what I ordered online, and this is a tracking number.
然后我们就会发现小孩子就开始了等候。
And then the kids start to wait.
然后小孩子对这一份礼物的渴望就决定了他一天要来问你多少次。
Depending how much the kid is looking forward to that gift, and he will ask the parents many times.
如果他很想要这个礼物的话，一天可能来问你十遍八遍，妈妈，到了吗？
If he's really looking forward to it, you know, he might be asking the parents a dozen times a day.
随着等候的时间越来越长，孩子会越来越着急。
When the time goes on, the kid might become more anxious.
或许父母以为帮他查询一下那个快递到哪里了，会安慰他们一点点。
Maybe the parents thought, checking for the shipping status can help calm down the kid.
但是不会，因为越来越近的时候，孩子越来越紧张。
But it wouldn't work. The kid would just become more anxious.
而且可能因为他们小孩子还会突发异想说，会不会因为天气原因啊，邮递员叔叔会不会生病啊，会不会今天寄不到啊，以及各种各样的想法。
He or she might, you know, become so worried, you know, about things like, oh, maybe the delivery man can get sick, or maybe we're, you know, snow or the weather is bad, so you know, delay the delivery date.
所以在这个过程中最能给孩子带来希望的是什么？
So during this waiting period, who is the one that can bring the hope to this kid?
我想就是那一个手里拿着一个箱子，从一辆标有一个大大的 logo 的卡车上下来的那个男人。
I think it's probably that person who had this package in his hand and climbing down from a delivery truck.
希望就是这样子的。
Hope is like this.
它开始于盼望。
It started from waiting for something.
意思就是说，我们知道一件事情将要发生，但是它却还没有发生。
So we know something that will happen, but has not happened yet.
于是我们进入了一个等候的状态。
Because of this, we entered into the waiting period.
这个过程通常不是那么轻松的，因为呢，当环境在改变的时候，等待这个等候的过程也变得越加艰难。
This process might not be very easy because during this process.When time passes and our environment changes, the wait can become very anxious.
甚至我们会因为一些环境的变化，甚至会丧失、会放弃我们等待的那个。
And sometimes, because of the difficult situation, It can force us to give up.
当然，最后如果当我们一直等候的那件事情真实的发生的时候，一切就变得豁然开朗。
But when the thing we were waiting for finally happened, everything became enlightened.
那样的感觉就好像一个小孩子等了那个快递等了二十天，终于到达了的样子。
The feeling is like the kid, you know, waited for the gift for 20 days and finally arrived.
就好像过两天的雨过天晴，我们大家的那种好心情是一样的。
It's like the sun finally came out after many days of rain.
就好像漫长的黑夜过完之后，迎来那黎明的光芒。
It's like the dawn of the dark night.
圣诞节其实就是这样一个故事。
Christmas is such a story.
是一个关于希望的故事。
It's a story about hope.
是一个关于等候的故事。
It's a story about waiting.
等候那一束光。照亮众人的希望。
It's waiting for the light to shine upon us.
很久很久以前。
Long time ago.
在古巴比伦有一个人，我们今天叫他亚伯拉罕。
In Babylon, there was a person named Abraham.
当他75岁的时候，上帝带领他的一家离开了他原本生活。
When he was 75 years old, God led him away from his homeland.
上帝应许他两件非常重要的事情，一，上帝说我要把那最美的迦南地给你，二，我要给你茫茫多的子孙。
God promised him two things. One, he will give him the land of Canaan. And second, his offsprings will be too numerous to count.
知道了这样的事情发生之后，等候就开始了。
And so the wait began.
随着时间的过去，亚伯拉罕的事业非常顺利，他的军事发展的好，畜牧业发展的好，然后他甚至富可敌国。
So when time passed, Abraham had a lot of blessing. His flock and manpower grew, and he can control the land he lived in.
但是可有一节。
But,
他有侄子，他有仆人，但是他就是没有儿子。
He had one problem. He had a nephew, and he had many faithful servants, but he didn't have a son.
于是他就问上帝说，上帝，我其他东西都 OK 了，但是我没有儿子，我怎么办？
So he called out to the Lord, I have everything else, but I don't have a son. What should I do?
对，如果我有了这么多的一切，但是没有儿子的话，那又有什么用呢？
If I don't have a son, what use is it to have everything else?
上帝就跟他说，你会有的，不仅有儿子，而且是茫茫多的子孙。
So God told him that you'd have a son.Not only that, your descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky. So Abraham continued waiting. But he became anxious. It's been so many years, but nothing was happening. They're getting old, so if they don't, you know, have a son, they will not have a son.Ever.
所以就这样一直等了十一年。
So they waited for 11 years.
在过了十一年之后，亚伯拉罕的妾室为他生了一个孩子。
So Abraham had a son through his servant girl.
但是神并没有向他确认说这就是我要给你的孩子。
But God didn't confirm that this is the son he promised.
所以他就继续等，又等了十三年。
So he continued to wait.For another 13 years.
当亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，上帝又提醒亚伯拉罕说，我要给你茫茫多的子孙后代。
When Abraham was 99 years old, God reminded him again that his descendants would be numerous.
而且你的妾室所生的这个儿子不算，我要给你你自己的儿子。
And the son from the servant girl was not the promised one.
亚伯拉罕听了这样的话之后，我想用现在的话就是说，他整个人都不好了。
When Abraham listened to this, he was even more anxious.
我都100岁了，哪来的孩子？我有了一个，你居然还让他不算。
He's almost 100 years old, and he had one son, but God said he's not the one.
但是上帝说，我会为你成就。
But God told him that this would be done.
所以一共在经过了24年的等待，终于有一天，他的妻子告诉他。
After 24 years of wait, one day his wife told him that she became pregnant.
过了好多个月之后，孩子出生的那一刻，那一刻就成了亚伯拉罕所有生命的希望。
A son was born to him, and that moment became Abraham's hope.
时间很快又过了两代人。
Two generations later,
亚伯拉罕的孙子雅各继承了他和耶和华之间的约定。
Abraham's grandson Jacob inherited the covenant between Abraham and the Lord.
所以雅各知道神要使他的宗族成为大国。
So Jacob knew that God would make him a great nation.
所以他开始等待。
So he started to wait.
所以经历了曲折的成长之路之后呢，他的宗族不断的壮大。
Through many twists and turns, his family grew.
他也在和他爷爷一样，期待一个能继承他的约定的一个孩子。
Like his grandfather, and he is also waiting for a son to inherit the covenant.
所以真的有了，在他年老的时候，他的最爱的妻子为他生了一个孩子，名字叫做约瑟。
When he was old, his beloved wife gave him a son named Joseph.
当约瑟出生的时候，雅各以为爷爷的故事又要开始了。
When Joseph was born, Jacob thought, oh, you know, this son would be the one.
但是谁曾想，孩子17岁的那年，噩耗传来。
But when that child was 17 years old, bad news came.
他的儿子告诉他说，约瑟被野兽吃掉了。
His other sons told him that Joseph was killed by the beasts.
还有什么事情可以比痛失爱子这件事情更让人绝望？
What would be more despair than losing his beloved son?
在中国的文化里，还有什么比白发人送黑发人更加让人悲伤？
What would be even worse than the people with the white hair to have the funeral for their children?
有。
Actually, there was.
就是当自己最爱的孩子死了之后，自己的全家都面临饥荒，也要结束了。
It's when his son died, they had the worst famine, and everyone else in the family would also die.
那还有什么比这样的情况更加让人觉得沮丧呢？
Could it get even worse?
有。
Yes.
就即便他们最后从饥荒的中间找到了一条可以买到粮食，可以从埃及买粮食，但是当孩子们买粮食之后，少了一个回来。
Although they found a way to buy food from Egypt, but when their sons returned, they lost another one.
而且对方还要求说，你如果下次再来，还要把你另外一个最爱的儿子也要带来给我。
And they were told, next time when they come to buy food again, they need to bring the youngest son.
所以环境所迫，被环境所迫的时候，雅各所能做的，他只有等候。
So in situation like this, the only thing that Jacob could do was to wait.
所以他的心中可能更多的剩下的是绝望，因为他屡次说，我就悲悲惨惨的下营见了。
Maybe in his heart, there's only despair left.
所以他怀疑，我还如何能传承上帝和我爷爷做的一个约定呢？
He might think how the covenant between his grandfather and the Lord would work.
他就怀疑我还如何能接受那一个哑伯渡口，那一个和我摔跤的人给我的祝福呢？
Where's the blessing from the God that gave him at the ford of the Yabok?
如果事情真的这么发生，我要是再死一个儿子，我就死了算了。
If he would lose another son, he'd rather die.
但一连等了几个月，他不仅等到了平安回来的两个孩子。
Several months later, he not only had the two sons come back safely.
他甚至还等到了消息，说自己曾经最爱的那个儿子约瑟没有死。
But also realized that his beloved son Joseph didn't die.
那一刻的感受就是希望的光芒。
When he was assured that this was true, he saw the light of hope.
这个希望就成为整个以色列宗族的光。
This hope becomes the light of the hope for the whole Israel.
那又过了好多代之后。
Many generations later,
以色列人人口兴旺，并且他们成为一个非常大的群体。
Israelites become so numerous and they become a huge group.
但是却遭到了别人的压迫。
But they were persecuted.
他们成为了埃及人的奴隶。
They become the slave in Egypt.
埃及人不仅特别的加重他们的工作，
Egyptians not only oppress them with forced labor,
还对于他们惯有莫须有的罪名惩罚他们。
But also punish them with, without legal reasons.
甚至还要屠杀他们的婴儿。
They even wanted to kill the newborn Israel babies.
我们可以想象吗？
Can you imagine that?
法老可以下一道命令杀死所有两岁以内的男婴。
The Pharaoh can issue a decree to kill all the male babies within 2 years old.
想想一下，我们的孩子刚出生的样子是谁啊？
Thinking about our own babies.
想想一下，我们的孩子刚刚学会走路的样子。
When they were just being born or just learning how to walk.
但是却可以因为法老的一道命令，就有人把他们抓走，扔在尼罗河里喂鳄鱼。
But because of this decree, they could be seized and thrown into the river of Nile.
还有什么样的情况可以比这样的时代更加黑暗？
Is there any darker moment than this?
有。
Yes.
就是这样子的黑暗的时代持续了80多年。
And this continued for 80 years.
然而就在这时，有一个人名叫摩西。
But at that time, there came a person named Moses.
这个以色列人，他来的时候，他的手中带着是上帝权柄的杖。
He had a staff from the God.
他向法老宣告说：“我要将我的子民从你的手中带走。”
He proclaimed to the Pharaoh that God would lead them out of Egypt.
那样震撼的消息就伴随着整个埃及地发生的各种各样的神迹和奇事，就成了以色列人的希望。
This shocking news, along with all the miracles happening in Egypt, became Israel's hope.
那样的希望就像一道光，照亮了原本黑暗的世界。
It's like a flash that lit up the dark world.
几代人又过去了。
Many generations passed again.
然后这一个群体从原本的埃及来到了上帝应许给他的那片土地上。
This group of people lived in the land that God promised them.
他们在那片土地上又建立了属于自己的国家。
And they established their own nation.
那个刚刚建立的大卫王朝就像一颗冉冉升起的星星，照耀在列国列邦中。
The kingdom of David was like a shining star among all the nations.
但是人们刚刚觉得自己可以过上真正上帝赐给他的那一份平安的生活的时候，一切就都变了。
Israelites thought they could finally enjoy the peaceful life God promised them.
国家分裂了，同胞相残，手足相杀。
But the nation was split, and brothers started to kill each other.
因为国家君主的那些人性的悖逆和软弱，导致以色列整个国家的历史跌宕起伏，战乱不断。
The kings of their nations fell due to their own disobedience and weakness, so the whole nation had many ups and downs and many wars.
国破山河在。
The kingdom was split.
家破人亡，颠沛流离，还有什么比这样的情况更加的黑暗呢？
And the families were destroyed. Is there any darker moment than this?
有。
Yes.
就是国破，连山河都不在。
So the kingdom was split and nothing was left.
因为他们的家已经被分裂，他们的国家被各大的那一些其他更强的侵略者扫荡，他们在经过他们自己20个王朝之后，所有的东西都没有了。
The split kingdom was destroyed later after about 20 kings.
人们的家园被烧毁，被别人抢掠，自己人成为别人战争的俘虏，并且沦落他乡。
People were carried into exile to other nations.
面对这一切，人们什么都做不了。
In front of this, it seems like there's nothing that they can do.
唯一能做的就是等候那一个众先知口中所应许的那一位弥赛亚的降临。
The only thing that people could hope for was the prophesied Messiah.
他们等待着那一位拯救者会再一次来拯救他们脱离侵略者的统治。
People waited for the Savior to come and save them from the oppression.
他们等待那一位君王建立真正和平的国度，给人们带来真正的平安。
They waited for the King to come and establish a kingdom of a real peace.
就在这样黑暗的等待中，几百年过去了。
Hundreds of years passed in waiting.
还有什么比这样的事情更加黑暗呢？
Is there any moment darker than this?
有。
Yes.
就是他们觉得最强大的侵略者后来都在不断的被更强大的侵略者所吞噬。
The powerful oppressors were replaced with more powerful empires.
马其顿帝国、亚历山大帝国，直到罗马帝国。
Macedonians, Alexander, and the Romans.
看哪、啊、
Look.
现在那一位帝国的君王奥古斯都又要开始报名上册了。
Caesar Augustus ordered a census for the whole empire.
报名上册意味着什么？
What does this mean?
不是回家注册一个户口而已。
It's not just a register.
这是一个最坏的消息。
This is a bad news.
因为他们的统治者又要开始新一轮的收税，新一轮的征兵，新一轮的战役。
A new round of tax, army recruitment, and war might come.
所以几百年来人们苦苦等候的那位弥赛亚，你到底什么时候来？
It's been hundreds of years. When would the promised Messiah come?
人们觉得我们的国家不在了。
Our kingdom was gone.
因为甚至侵略我们的侵略者都被别人侵略了。
Even the old enemies were gone.
我们的民族要消失了。
Our race will disappear.
因为我们无论到哪里，我们都是寄居的，我们找不到我们的家。
Because we become aliens living in other nations.
我们的和平不在了。
Our peace was gone.
放眼望去，我们看到的只有剥削，只有压迫，只有战争。
Everywhere there's just exploitation and war.
我们的安息不在了。
Our Sabbath was gone.
因为我们的安息日里面只有那一些让人更加捆锁的那一些各种各样的教条，没有了它真正的意义。
Because there's only the burdening laws left for that day.
我们的自由不在了。
Our freedom was gone.
因为随便一个罗马人来就可以要求我跟他走一里路，我还要拿他的行李。
Because any Roman citizen could force us to carry things for them for a month.
我们的律法不在了。
Our laws are gone.
因为它不再是孤儿寡妇的保障，而是有钱人、有地位的人手中的工具。
It's not a protection for people anymore, but became the tool of the rich and powerful.
人们中间的上帝的话语不在了。
God's words were gone.
因为有的只是文士和法利赛人在那里咬文嚼字，在那里搞文字游戏。
What's left is what's being recited by the Pharisees and teachers of the law.
即使他们的口中是讲的是经文，但是人们也不再能感受到其中的权柄。
What they said didn't carry any power.
上帝的殿也不在了。
The holy temple was gone.
当人们再去到那里的时候，剩下的只是那些坐地起价的奸商。
And people only see the wicked traders in there.
在这样的一个黑暗的时代里面，牧羊人向着天，对着贫瘠的土地大声的呐喊。
The shepherds in the field, they cried out to the barren land.
拯救我们的主，你什么时候才能来
？Our Savior, when would you come?
这是2000年前牧羊人的呐喊。
That was the cry from the shepherds 2000 years ago.
这也是此时此刻我们对于生命的呐喊。
This is the same cry that comes from us today.
我们曾认为先进的科技、进步的思想可以让整个世界变得越来越好。
We thought advanced technology and ideas would make the world better.
但是事实却是更先进的武器屠杀更多无辜人的生命。
But advanced weapons are killing more innocent lives.
更高级的文明正在建立更悬殊的阶级。
The more advanced civilization is widening the gap between social classes.
于是我们等候。
So we continue to wait.
我们等候真正的和平，让我们脱离这黑暗的时代。
Wait for the true peace to deliver us from the darkness.
曾经深深的造就今天的我们的那一些忠孝礼仪廉耻。
The moral system we grew up with.
但是却在新的所谓的文化潮流里面被无情的抛弃和践踏。
Has been abandoned by the new cultural norm.
甚至我们可以感受到社会抛弃的并不是那一些思想。甚至连把我们都要抛弃了。
We even feel that the society not only abandoned the moral system, but also abandoned us.
我们不禁要问：到底什么是美丑？到底什么是善恶？到底什么是对错？到底什么是标准
？We're wondering what is beauty and crudeness, what is good and bad, what is right and wrong, what is the criterion?
于是我们在等候。
So we continue to wait.
我们等候那个永恒的真理，让我们脱离这个黑暗的时代。
Wait for the eternal truth to deliver us from the darkness.
有时候我们迷失在忙乱的生活里。
Sometimes we are lost in our busy life.
有多少次我们尝试问过我们自己，我们活着的意义究竟是什么？
How many times we ask ourselves, what's the purpose of our life?
但是无论我们问了多少次，仿佛从来没有得到一个肯定的答案。
But we don't seem to have a sure answer.
我们只能确定我们会在某一天迎来死亡，但是我们从来不能确定我们为什么活着。
We're only certain that someday we'll die, but we don't know why we live.
于是我们在等待，我们在等待一个确定的答案。
So we continue to wait for a sure answer.
我们等待那个确定的答案，让我们脱离眼前的黑暗。
We wait for that sure answer to deliver us from the darkness.
那些突如其来进入我们生活中的那些疾病和压力。
Many things can happen to us all of a sudden.
那些从工作上面给我们的那一些压力。
Like sickness and stress from our work.
他们那些持续不断在我们家庭里面爆发的那些矛盾。
And the family relationship frictions.
哪一样我们都有努力的去解决过。
And we try our best to solve them.
但是我们知道没有一样是可以靠着我们自己去解决的。
But we cannot solve any of them.
更多的时候我们用尽了所有我们的方法，但是还是丝毫不能改变现状。
Often we tried everything, but nothing can be changed.
这样的黑暗不正像极了那个时候的以色列民在别人侵略者的统治下的光景吗？
It's just like the situation when Israelites were oppressed by other nations.
那些疾病、那些压力、那些困难和冲突给我们带来的，不就像是法老所做的那些吗？
The sickness, the stress, the frictions, and all those things, aren't they just like what the Pharaoh had put on to the Israelites?
于是我们在等待。
So we continue to wait.
我们在等待一位真神，真正有能力脱离，使我们脱离眼前的黑暗。
Wait for the God who had the true power to deliver us from the darkness.
我们拿起手中的今天的那一个次序单，我们来念其中的第十到十四节。
Please open up your pamphlet and let's read Luke chapter 2, verse 10 from 14.
如果你看不到经节，请大家看到就在那一晚开始来念，念到在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。找到吗？我来为大家念。就在那一晚，天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵从天使赞美上帝说，在至高之处荣耀归于上帝，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.
如果你也在等待真正的平安，
If you are also waiting for the true peace,
如果你也在等待那永恒的真理，
If you are also waiting for the eternal truth,
如果你也在等待那确定的答案，
If you are also waiting for the sure answer,
如果你也在等待真正的救赎，
If you are also waiting for the real salvation,
现在就是了。
This is it.
耶稣基督就是我们一直等候的那位救主。
Jesus Christ is a Savior.We are waiting for.
他的出生就是那一道黑暗中的光芒。
His birth is a light in the darkness.
那一道光芒照亮你，也能照亮我们的生命。
It's the light that shines on our lives.
因为他的到来，我们一路上所有的阴沉，
Because of him,
我们一路上所有经历的那些黑暗，
All our gloomy and dark.
都将被耶稣基督的出生而照亮。
The light will shine upon those ever gloomy and darkened moments.
并且就和我们一开始提到的那一些著名的人物的经历一样。
Just like all those people that we mentioned earlier.
这一份希望会从现在起，从我们的每一个人开始。
This hope, starting from now,
传到我们的家庭。
Will spread from ourselves to our family.
传到我们的家族。
Our tribe.
传到我们的民族。
Our race.
传到我们的国家
our nation,
一直到世界的尽头
and to the ends of the earth.
因为耶稣基督就是真正的平安
Because Jesus Christ is the true peace.
因为耶稣基督就是永恒的真理
Jesus Christ is the eternal truth.
因为耶稣基督就是那生命中确定的答案
Jesus Christ is the sure answer in our life.
因为耶稣基督就是那真真正正的救赎
Jesus Christ is the real salvation.
因为他来了
Because he came.
所以圣诞节我们才要庆祝。
That's a reason for us to celebrate Christmas.
如果弟兄姊妹想更深的认识耶稣基督这一个希望是如何降生的。
If you want to know how this hope was born.
如果弟兄姊妹想知道这一个希望是如何把我们拯救出来的。
And how this hope saved us.
我们邀请你星期二晚上和我们一起崇拜。
We invite you to come on the Christmas Eve.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你在我们等待最黑暗的时候，像一束光照进了我们的生命。
Because you are like the light shine upon us in our darkest moment.
因为你是平安。
Because you are the peace.
你是真理。
You are the truth.
你是答案。
You are the answer.
你是救赎。
You are the salvation.
而且你就与我们同在。
And you are